to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about. Talk Radio
Countdown. I don't really have an opinion one way or the other, but I know what happens when crazy people pick up weapons and commit mass murder. That's a very different thing than a piece of entertainment that is more like a roller coaster ride, where you get to experience the thrills and chills of almost being in a crash, or almost going too fast with the car, or almost flying off the rails. But we're not making movies about Mad Men. The real life topic really is diminished by suggesting that anything in Hollywood caused the circumstances that just happened recently and happen anytime somebody goes a little off the rails or a lot off the rails. That is a totally different story. We're not making movies about people that have gone berserk or gone nuts.
Here's Bruce
Willis, who wants you to know that Hollywood has nothing to do with the actual gun violence that's going on in our country. And also, he's happy to come to have you come see his movie, Die Hard, that comes out next week. So the gun control debate is where we get started. Number one this week on our Talk Radio Countdown. This is the time in the week in which we go through all of the top 10 items. The Talk Radio Countdown show for the week ending Friday, February 8th, in fact, is under scrutiny. So we'll start off with, as usual, running down the top 10 hits in News Talk Radio determined by the folks at Talkers.com, where you're welcome to go any day, any time to check out the talk radio industry, monitoring talk radio programs, hosts, that sort of thing. The list has been determined, and so let's get started.
Number 10. U.S. Postal Service canceling Saturday deliveries. Number 10.
Number 9.
The fracturing and rebranding of the Grand Ole Party.
Number 8.
President's cabinet nominees.
Number 7.
Rising cost of gasoline.
Number 6.
The Benghazi investigation still.
Number 5.
Immigration reform discussions.
Number 4.
The sequester cuts.
Number 3.
Shooting of Chris Kyle, and also the gun control debate sort of coupled in with this post-traumatic stress disorder, all those sorts of things. Number 3.
Number 2.
The drone killing controversy.
Number 1.
And gun control is in the number 1 position. Here's Soledad O'Brien talking to Congressman Scott Riggett of Virginia. The other person in this conversation is Congressman Elijah Cummings of Maryland. They talk about a new bipartisan gun control bill that's working its way through the House.
Congressman Ridge, why don't you walk us through this, what you're calling common sense legislation. What exactly will it accomplish?
Well, Soledad, it's really focused on two groups of people, folks who are gun traffickers and straw purchasers. These groups are hurting lawful gun owners like myself. I'm a lifetime member of the NRA, and I'm proud of the work that the NRA has done in so many areas, and I'm a strong defender of our Second Amendment. But there's a group of folks out there, gun traffickers and straw purchasers, who are circumventing the law. The penalties are not stiff enough, and as I put it, we really need to change the culture in America to where it's really not okay to buy a gun for someone else. Right now, the penalties are so low that there's a high incidence of this, and this is hurting our country.
How will the two bills, the one that's been proposed by the Senate and now this one that you have, how will they work together? I mean, your bill leaves out a lot of stuff. It focuses on trafficking and tracking, but it doesn't cover mental health. It doesn't really cover background checks. Those, I think people would say, are critical elements. How do you bring them together?
Well, we were really focused on common ground, and I think Elisha might even comment on that focusing first on what we agree on, right?
Yeah, so that one of the things that we've noticed is that, there are a lot of broad proposals, and certainly Vice President Biden has brought forth some very good ideas, but we've got to figure out exactly what it is that we do agree on. And, the thing that bothers me is a lot of times we will agree on certain things, but because we concentrate on our disagreements, we end up doing nothing. And I think it would be very, very sad, considering what happened at Sandy Hook and what seems to be happening almost on a daily basis now with young people being killed. We've got to find some solutions. And I think Americans are not asking us to do something. They're begging us to do something.
And the other group of Soledad that's begging us to do something are the law enforcement officials and the prosecutors. They're telling us how frustrated they are with their inability or the difficulty that they have in prosecuting and deterring the bad folks. So that's one reason there are so many law enforcement officials behind us yesterday at the press conference and really from across the country who couldn't physically be here with us that are supporting this. It makes sense, and it is common ground, and we're working hard to get it advanced through the House.
And so, then, keep in mind what Scott said. We're aiming at the criminal element. These are people who are trying to get around the laws that already exist. And so we're trying to figure out how do we make sure that that person who has a criminal record then goes to someone who does not have a criminal record, tells them to buy a gun. How do we really show them that we are not going to stand for that?
888-302-3684. Gun control is in the first place position here. Democrats unveiling the task force plan to crack down on gun violence, calling on Congress to enact an assault weapons ban, outlaw high-capacity assault magazines, and put in place universal background checks for every firearm sale. Does that work for you? 888-302-3684 if you want to converse on. We have to do it quickly, though, because we'll move from item to item, because we're going to get in at least a reference to all 10 of the so-called hot hits in talk radio, news talk radio this week, issue-oriented talk radio. We are working our way through number one. More on that coming right up here on The Countdown.
Took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
It hurts to have a cold. Not only are you congested, your body aches and your head aches. Fight the pain and the cold symptoms with Advil Congestion Relief, the only over-the-counter cold and sinus medicine that combines Advil with a proven decongestant to relieve the pain and sinus pressure that come with the cold. Advil Congestion Relief. Tough on pain, tough on colds. Use as directed.
888-302-3684 for the countdown number. The issue is gun control. Here are hosts Larry Reichert and Joe Shumway talking to gun store owner Eric Lowry, his reaction to the president's gun control proposals.
How did this giveaway work?
It was really simple, actually. What we decided to do to kind of drive up business a little bit was we posted on our Facebook page to give away an AR-15, 1,000 rounds of ammunition, and 30 of these high-capacity mags with it. And basically, all you had to do is go to our Facebook page, like the page, and then share it with your friends. And
all right.
As soon as we got to...
I know a lot of people who heard that are going, wait a minute. It's the same story. It's the same question that's been coming up. And let me just get your response to it. Why does anybody need that type of a weapon?
Well, I guess it depends on the person. I mean, number one, it's your right. You know, it's your Second Amendment right to own a firearm, no matter what type of firearm it is. I mean, it's clearly stated there that, you know, the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. So, depending, I mean, I don't think it extends out to tanks and nuclear weapons like a lot of people are suggesting, but it's, you know, citizens should be armed well enough to defend themselves from a tyrannical government, in which case they should be able to own the same exact firearms that, you know, any type of military soldier should be able to own.
When this whole matter resurfaced after the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, did you see an increase in sales like many other places around the country who reported selling out of some items?
Since I've been in the business, I've been in the business for years before we were even open in 2011. I have never seen anything like this ever. It was unbelievable. I'm still shocked.
Yeah, you know what?
Wait a minute. Put it in perspective. What do you mean?
Give us an idea of just percentage-wise how different this is compared to anything prior.
Well, perfect example. 2 days after the shooting, we sold 95% of our stock in 12 hours.
95% of your stock in a half a day?
Yeah, it was incredible. Like I had to call people and friends in to come help do background checks because the lines were out the door. It was pretty intense. And we're mainly a law enforcement and military dealer. We do civilian sales by appointment. And we still just got, it was just overwhelming, just like local police, you know, guys who were enlisted locally who were on leave came by. People were buying 5 to 10 guns each.
Wow. 888-302, what do you say after that? Let's listen to an excerpt from a program hosted by John Hines. Here he talks to a caller who's also a gun store owner.
When you hear a statement like this, it kind of sounds logical. Tell me, does it?
Let's talk about what's reasonable and what's not. We think it's reasonable to provide mandatory instant criminal background checks for every sale at every gun show. No loopholes anywhere for anyone.
How about that? Steve's with me from Ham Lake.
The problem of it is that there's really no way to enforce a transaction-wide background check because the government has no database of who owns firearms, and they're not going to get that. And if it can't be enforced, why do it?
Well, here's a question for you. Do you know who that statement that I played? Did you hear that statement?
That sounded like Wayne LaPierre, but I'm not going to attest to it.
Yeah, that was Wayne LaPierre saying that that's a good idea.
Well,
but that was some time ago.
Well, the thing of it is that he's recently come out and said that the reason for this background check is really that the government's headed towards tax them and take them.
Well, question for you, Steve, because I'm learning a lot about this here. At this time I don't own a firearm. But I do shoot, not unlike the president. I like to go trap shooting.
Right.
But and my family, all gun owners, and actually some of them just for sports shooting, many of them for hunting as well. So I got no, you know, real beef with guns. But can I just go buy a gun from you right now?
How about that, man? There's a question. It's 21 after the hour on the countdown.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get to the number two item this week on the countdown, the drones, the conversation. John Brennan, who's the president's nominee to become the next CIA director, came under fire this week for his involvement in drone warfare, as well as the recently leaked Department of Justice memo that outlined the administration's view that it's legal to lethally target American citizens who are suspected of being involved with Al-Qaeda. Here are Talk hosts Jack Harris and Ted Webb talking to legal analyst Felix Vega about this memo from the Justice Department on using drones to kill Americans overseas.
We're a little concerned about a memo from the Justice Department, from the Attorney General, that justifies drone strikes against U.S. citizens. You'd like to explain that.
What this did is this, the White House leaked this memo, essentially, that outlines their basis for declaring that they can go after U.S. citizens overseas that are linked to Al-Qaeda. What they have set out is really an expansion of their executive powers that the president has. Of course, we know under the Constitution, Congress is the only one that has the power to declare war. So what the Justice Department and the White House are now taking the position that because we have declared war against Al-Qaeda going back to 2001, they have these expanded powers to go and track down U.S. citizens that are linked to Al-Qaeda, that are high-level officials within Al-Qaeda, no matter where they go. It kind of goes against the traditional idea that we were limited to a war in Afghanistan, a war in Iraq. The president, the White House, DOJ is saying they can pursue people because of the shifting theater of war that has gone from the Middle East down into Yemen and also now into Mali and in West Africa.
The constitutional question, though, is, as American citizens, do they have constitutional rights to due process?
And the Justice Department did acknowledge that in the beginning of the memo and said that every American citizen, regardless of where you are in the world, you do continue to have your constitutional rights. Where they draw the line and say that if you pick up arms, you put on a uniform of a designated group that we're at war with, for example, in this case, Al-Qaeda, that you are no longer immune and you are no longer, basically you're stripped of your constitutional rights because you have taken up arms. That's the constitutional issue the ACLU and a lot of constitutional scholars have the biggest issue with, because what is to determine who's making that determination that you're right. A high-level Al-Qaeda official? It's very vague in how they make that determination. And who is calling the shots back here in Washington, in the military or the White House, to say that, okay, we're going to go kill this person who's suspected to be an Al-Qaeda leader that's a U.S. citizen?
888-302-DOUG. talking about the drone killing controversies. Number two this week, here's radio man Frank Beckman with Congressman Justin Amash of Missouri, who thinks the drone program is plain outrageous.
The Obama administration's memo on drone strikes, where the Justice Department says they've got a legal right to kill American citizens who are deemed to be associated with Al-Qaeda overseas. What do you make of all this?
Well, I think it's outrageous because we can't just leave it to the executive branch to make these decisions about people who are not in active parts of a standing army. You can't have a situation where American citizens can be killed just because the president has a kill list. We have due process in this country. Americans have the right to due process under our Constitution. And for the president or his spokesperson to say that it's legal, ethical, and wise is frankly outrageous. It's completely opposed to our constitutional due process. And, it's immoral and despotic. It shouldn't happen in this country.
You find it interesting that Republicans are against using the drones and Democrats seem to be for it. I find that interesting. And the confirmation of Brennan, also an interesting piece of this pie. He came under intense scrutiny for the lack of cooperation from the White House in terms of disclosing classified information to the committee, particularly information relating to the memo about whether or not to use these devices, the drones, to kill Americans. Is it unconstitutional? All right, so that's number two. We get to number three in the countdown in a few moments.
At Grainger, we understand running a facility means wearing a lot of hats. One minute you're replacing a condenser fan motor, the next you're swapping out fluorescent bulbs. That's why we offer over 900,000 products in 31 product categories. Many ready right when you need them, from HVAC equipment to safety supplies. Whatever you need, even if it's a new hat. Yeah, we got those too. To help keep your business running efficiently, call quickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
TaxAct is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
OfficeMax is celebrating our brand new collaboration with GoDaddy. We've teamed up to bring the power of digital marketing to your small business with a one-year online package, including a domain name, website builder with 5 pages, and a basic email account. Just $49.99 for a limited time. That's up to 76% below online prices and only at OfficeMax stores. Go digital. Go Daddy. Go to OfficeMax now. Offer ends February 23rd. Valid in-store only. Restrictions apply.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Continuing on now with our overview of the hot hits in talk radio. Normally we spend a little more time with the ones that have become a little more popular through the course of the week, and that's why we spent the last half hour on number one, which is the debate over gun control that continues, and number two, the drone killing controversy. That brings us up to number three, the shooting of Chris Kyle, and a general discussion of post-traumatic stress disorder. Here's Charlie Parker, host of talk radio program, coming around to Ron Paul's defense. They talk about his tweet regarding Chris Kyle and PTSD, which got a lot of attention this week.
Ron Paul, with the tweet. Chris Kyle's death seems to confirm that he who lives by the sword dies by the sword. Treating PTSD at a firing range doesn't make sense. I don't know the motivation of Eddie Ray Routh, the 25-year-old former Marine who shot and killed both Navy SEAL sniper Chris Kyle and fellow military veteran Chad Field. Got no clue. I do know that it's documented that he is being treated for and has been in and out of the hospital on several occasions with post-traumatic stress disorder. Or I guess today I think we have to say syndrome. That's what I've noticed, that it's syndrome now instead of disorder. Because in this politically correct world, we can't use the word disorder. We got to move on to something a little more affable for folks. Here's what I know. PTSD is technically an anxiety disorder. There is a traumatic experience accompanied by feelings of fear and helplessness. There is a cluster of symptoms, including re-experiencing intrusive memories, numbness, and exaggerated reactions. And there is an impairment in functioning. Another possibility is psychosis, a lack of contact with reality, delusions, hallucinations, the most common of those being schizophrenia, and then there is a third possible cause, substance abuse, which comes into the mix. Well, we all know the definition of that. Post-traumatic stress disorder. The kid suffered from trauma from the war can re-experience, probably will re-experience intrusive memories and exaggerated reactions. He has an impairment in functioning, possible by psychosis. Would you take an individual under those circumstances to the gun range? I wouldn't.
Excuse me. 888-302-3684. A lot of discussion about that and the consequences. I find it, I don't know if interesting is the way to put it. The ex-LA police officer suspected of murdering three people, his name is Christopher Dorner, believed to be targeting police officers and their families in a bid for revenge. There are some people saying that he suffers from the same sort of thing. One wonders how many different excuses can be thrown up for people and their behavior. Number four, as we continue to review the top 10 items this week on our Talk Radio Countdown show, checking the list provided by the folks at talkers.com, the cuts, the sequester cut discussion. Here's some of the information put forth by our Countdown affiliate host, Bob Madison, along with Dave Gratian. They're at affiliate KSYL in Alexandria, Louisiana. They talked to Congressman Rodney Alexander here, who's from Louisiana, about the automatic cuts that are on the way.
The Pentagon's talking about the fact we're getting ready to make some pretty major cuts, correct?
Well, that's true. There are still some of us that would like to see it. Us have the opportunity to apply those cuts in areas that we feel like they need to be instead of just an across-the-board cut, because you cut useful programs along with less useful programs under that method, and we don't find that the way it needs to be.
But under this, you don't have the option to do that, huh?
Well, that's right. These are just across-the-board, and unless we're given the option between now and the sequestration, well, they'll just be an across-the-board cut.
Hmm.
Well, Congressman, you say it'll be an automatic cut. There won't be another vote?
Well, that's correct. We'll have to vote. We've already voted one time to delay the sequestration, but in a couple of weeks it's going to take effect unless there is another vote. And apparently there's not going to be. The Speaker says that we're going to, you know, do whatever needs to be done, let it happen, and whatever pain is inflicted, we'll just have to grin and bear it.
I've heard a lot of folks say that they're sort of ready for it.
I don't think they
know what it is, but you know, a lot of people are saying maybe it's just time to just go ahead and bite the bullet and lob some of this stuff off.
Well, we know that revenue is not the problem. Spending is the problem.
Sure.
The revenue coming into the national coffers is more today than it's ever been, yet we continue spending more than we've ever spent. So one doesn't have to be very smart to look at the equation and tell that it's not balanced, but finding the political wisdom to balance it is the problem in Washington.
888-302-3684. President calling on lawmakers, Democratic lawmakers, at a Democratic meeting in Leesburg, Virginia this week to replace the looming spending cut sequester, bashed the Republicans for their refusal to consider ending tax breaks enjoyed by wealthier Americans and big corporations. He did, however, say that he was heartened to see Republicans begin to engage with Democrats on a number of issues, but this isn't one of them, apparently. So that's the number four item on our list of the top 10 this week, the sequester cuts. Who thinks it's a good idea? A lot of rhetorical questions here, because it's hard to get in calls once we move on to the next item, and that's what we're going to do right now. Here we have more on immigration reform. John Scott talked to political analyst Agnes McGlaughlin about Senator Marco Rubio's involvement in immigration reform proposals.
Right now, a lot of attention going to one senator who is leading the way on immigration reform. One of his colleagues calls Florida Senator Marco Rubio the linchpin of the effort to get any legislation passed. Rubio is one of a bipartisan group of senators proposing a plan that would allow illegal immigrants to pursue citizenship. Another member of that group, Arizona Senator Jeff Flake, saying Rubio is key to getting the job done. Is Jeff Flake right? Is Marco Rubio the linchpin?
Jeff Flake is right, but Jeff Flake is also a key player in this. He's a conservative member of Congress that was just elected to the Senate when John Cowell retired in Arizona. But Jeff Flake has an interesting story that he grew up around Mexican migrant workers, so he understands that plight. However, Marco Rubio is a member of the Hispanic Conference, which is Republican Hispanic members of Congress, but also the Hispanic Caucus. And these are more liberal members of Congress, and the one thing that they can agree on is immigration reform. But, John, a House divided cannot stand, and the Senate has been a little bit different than the House, as we've seen, so these two members can bring both houses together.
Well, there are a number of very conservative members of the House who don't like the fact that the people who came to this country illegally, walked across the border, broke our laws, however they got here, overstayed their visas, that they might be granted citizenship.
Well, Senator Flake believes that, and now he's totally against abortion. He's for the sanctity of marriage, so he's very conservative. So he's a former, like, Tea Partier. He believes if people have to pay back taxes, if they pay fines, if they have to learn how to speak English, if we bring these to the forefront, then he can bring more of those conservative members on board. Also, Rubio is going to give the response to the State of the Union address in Spanish. Now, some people are against that, but sometimes it takes going across the aisle and speaking a different language to bring people to our side.
All right, here's Taco Sue Henry with Congressman Lou Barletta of Pennsylvania about what he doesn't like in the president's plan for immigration reform.
You released a statement after the president's immigration speech, which he gave out in Nevada, and this opened with, "There is no question that our immigration system is broken and needs to be repaired, but the truth is the president's immigration plan is nothing new. Similar to the Senate plan, it does not address the underlying causes of illegal immigration in our country." Would you like to expound upon that?
Sure, Sue. We always grew up with the phrase "first things first," and the first things to fix our broken immigration policy here in the United States is to make sure our borders are secure first. And that's not only our northern and southern border. 40% of those that are in the country illegally did not cross a border illegally. They came on a visa. The visa expires, and they simply disappear into the system, and we have no way of tracking them. This is a national security issue, and that's why I believe that this is ill-advised to put forth a plan that includes a pathway to citizenship at a time when we know that our borders are not secure and that we cannot track people when they enter or exit the country. And the reason, Sue, that I disagree with that is because you are now encouraging people from all over the world to come here illegally and basically give them a green light to get here, and then you will be granted this temporary legal status and then eventually become a citizen. And I think the 10 to 12 million that they're estimating will grow by millions, just like it did in 1986 when they did the same thing and told the American people, this is the last time we're going to secure our borders, and that never happened.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we got the immigration reform package here, sort of sticking in our craw, and that's understandable. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com on the countdown.
Office Max is celebrating our brand new collaboration with GoDaddy. We teamed up to bring the power of digital marketing to your small business with a one-year online package, including a domain name, website builder with 5 pages, and a basic email account. Just $49.99 for a limited time. That's up to 76% below online prices and only at OfficeMax stores. Go digital. Go Daddy. Go to OfficeMax now. Offer ends February 23rd. Valid in store only. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct the class play day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Curtain up.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 1 dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. go to proflowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 888. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. Plus, pick any delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple next week, and this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 888. That's proflowers.com, secret code 888.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, get 50% off banners and posters. No coupon needed. Limited time only. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy and print. Staples. That was easy.
Baa Baa Black Sheep. Have you any wool? No, sir. No, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
We're reviewing the hot hits on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, discussing all of them as we have time. Number 6 this week is the continuing conversation about Benghazi and the fact that Leon Panetta appeared at this week's hearings on Benghazi, but it doesn't change anything. Nothing is going to change because basically it's over. So let's get to the next item, which is the discussion of the rising cost of gasoline. Here's energy expert Craig Lukowski talking to talk host Pete Fermier.
We believe gasoline prices will continue to increase pretty much from now through spring into late April. But at the same time, we don't expect the rate of increase to be as aggressive as what we've seen during the last week. In Baltimore, for instance, we've seen fuel prices go up by 11 cents a gallon just in the last week's time, by 15 cents in the past month. Believe it or not, what you're seeing in Baltimore is not quite as bad as many other parts of the country that are actually seeing, you know, 30-cent increases over the same period. But the national average today is at $3.52 a gallon. Baltimore's average is $3.54 a gallon. And at that point, we're only about 4 cents greater than where we were a year ago at this time.
Accounts for the increase lately.
Well, it's a number of things all related to timing. At this time of year, the refineries are all trying to reduce their inventory of winter blend gasoline because they have to get into the maintenance that has to be done. It's usually done annually at this time before they can even start the production of the summer blend gasoline. So with all the refineries doing the same thing at the same time, it creates a tighter supply. And in the East Coast, we're seeing our refineries operating at only about 82% capacity, whereas the national average is closer to 84%. That's significant because when you see one region's refineries going in a lower direction, that's usually an indicator of when gas prices should be going higher, simply because the supply is diminishing. But we would say that not only is that affecting the price, but we're also seeing crude oil go up. Crude oil is trading between $96 and $97. It's at a level that we haven't really seen since May of last year. So all of that is important. Another thing that's impacting prices, believe it or not, is the value of the dollar. The dollar is weakening, and our government seems to support support a weak dollar, because in doing so, it helps to reduce the relative value of the $16 trillion debt that we have.
Talk Radio Countdown with the final three items up next here.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Numbers 8, 9, and 10 in our Talk Radio focus right now, with number 8 being the conversation going on mostly about Chuck Hagel's nomination as Defense Secretary, but it's part of a bigger organized discussion of the nominees for the second term of the Obama administration. Here's Talk host Mike Rosen.
What don't you like about Chuck Hagel as Defense Secretary?
I don't have a personal view on Mr. Hagel as Defense Secretary, but we do have a problem with large portions of the story that haven't been told, particularly as they apply to Colorado. As you mentioned, Mr. Hagel's nomination has been delayed by the committee. I believe I read this morning it has something to do with some records that the committee members want regarding who paid for some trips and some speeches that Mr. Hagel gave.
Do I assume that it's Republican committee members that have asked for this, not Democrats?
Yes. I mean, the committee chairman is the one who delays the vote, of course. So, but at least the public demands for this information have come from Senator McConnell and others. And so it has been delayed, and in the meantime, you know, this is a huge national story, and it's one that's gone largely uncovered by much of the dominant liberal media. And that's a shame, because we think it's an incredibly interesting story for a number of reasons, and it's a story that we think needs to be told. You've talked about some of the elements of his nomination so far. He's elicited opposition from both the right and left. On the right, for some positions that he's taken with regard to support for normalization of relations with Iran, and for opening a dialogue with some designated terrorist groups like Hamas and Hezbollah.
Mm-hmm.
And many on the left have also been critical of Mr. Hagel's nomination for statements that he made during the nomination of Ambassador James Hormel during the Clinton administration that were perceived to be anti-gay by many people.
All right, so that's number eight. Number nine, interesting discussion about how to rebrand the Republicans. Here's talk host Bob Montgomery talking to analyst Sean Savage about how the Republicans are trying to identify themselves.
We've been hearing a lot lately about kind of a makeover, you might want to call it, of the GOP. Even Eric Cantor, the House Majority Leader, has been talking about the need not only for a rebranding, but perhaps a repositioning on some policy issues and the like. Of course, immigration, gun control are very much front and center right now. Do you think ultimately at the end of the day we're going to see a very different GOP moving forward?
Well, I don't think entirely different, but I think there will be some gradual relative differences. You know, of course, one thing we've heard about a lot, and there is an element of truth to it, is that, you know, demographically, the voting age population of this country has significantly changed. And certainly one of the ways it's changed, obviously, is that Latinos represent a larger number and percentage of the voters than they did in the recent past. And the GOP definitely needs to do better among Latino voters. I mean, years ago, the Republican Party of Texas understood that, and they've been nominating and recruiting, various conservative Latino candidates, and now, you know, Ted Cruz is a senator from Texas. So I think when it comes to immigration reform, there is going to be we're more likely to get some kind of a compromised, limited version of amnesty for illegal immigrants, because Marco Rubio and other Republicans want to move increasingly in that direction.
888-302-3684. Number 10 this week has to do with the Postal Service. Here's talk host Brian Thomas with a focus on some of the members of Congress who are opposing this decision by the Post Office to suspend Saturday service.
Several Democrats on record as being against the ending of Saturday delivery. I don't know why. They're not offering any alternative plan, and they haven't for years and years and years. Every postmaster general for the last gazillion years has been begging Congress for some solution to the hemorrhaging. They don't really get much money from Congress. The reimbursement that the Postal Service gets is like $80 million to $100 million a year. A mere drop in the bucket in the Postal Service's annual operating budget, which is $73 billion a year. Now, they raised the $73 billion mostly through sale of stamps and other postal products. Obviously, it's not enough to cover the nut. Yet, you get chuckleheads like Representative Jerry Connolly out of Virginia saying, Mr. Donahoe lacked the constitutional authority to eliminate Saturday delivery. You get Tom Carper out of Delaware, Chairman of Homeland Security, saying, I am disappointed by the Postal Service's announcement today. For nearly three decades, it has been the clear intent of Congress that the Postal Service provide most communities with 6 days of mail delivery. Yet, they're spiraling out of control financially, you idiot. You can't just keep mandating something when the money isn't there.
I think we said that for the entire operation of the country, right? All right, so those are the top 10 stories. Top 10 people, Kim Jong-un, Mohammed Ahmadinejad at number 9, Chris Christie, 8, Leon Panetta, 7, Harry Reid, 6, Chuck Hagel, 5, Hillary Clinton, 4, John Boehner, 3, Marco Rubio, number 2, and the president is number 1 this week in the People List here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, folks, this is Pastor Butch Paul. Please allow me to share some very exciting and important health news with you. I've been struggling with type 2 diabetes for about 15 years now, and was recently told by my doctor that I was going to have to go on insulin soon. I didn't want to, and Dr. Joel Wallach told me not to. He started me on a program using his Youngevity products that within days started reversing my problem. There's a good chance that Dr. Wallach and his Youngevity products may have saved my life. No matter what your health problems are, folks, Dr. Wallach can and will help you. Check out the products on www.PastorButchTeam.com. That's PastorButchTeam.com. Or call 855-828-8326. Please believe me, you'll be glad you did. That's 855-828-TEAM, 855-828-8326, or PastorButchTeam.com. Check it out. You'll be glad you did.